Psalm 119, Part 5, Lesson 5, Preface. The Word of God is the one true sanctuary by which all other things are sanctified. Every creature of God, says St. Paul, is good and nothing to be refused, for it is sanctified by the Word of God and prayer. It is the Word which sanctifies the other creatures, as also the Lord said to the disciples, "Ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you." It is the word of God which sanctifies us and consecrates us to be living sacrifices unto him. For what God says, that is so. As we read, "God said, and it was so." Genesis 1. The word is the scepter of the great king which saves from death those that lay hold on it. If any man will keep his word, the Father and the Son come to him and make their abode with him. And as Moses, with his staff, divided the Red Sea, destroyed the enemies, and brought water out of the rock, so with the staff of God's word we scatter the enemies and draw living water out of the rock of ages, which is Jesus Christ. This rod and staff is praised also in the fifth lesson of the 119th Psalm. Teth. Thou hast dealt well with thy servant, O Lord, according unto thy word. Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I have believed thy commandments. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now have I kept thy word. Thou art good and doest good. Teach me thy statutes. The proud have forged a lie against me, but I will keep thy precepts with my whole heart. Their heart is as fat as grease, but I delight in thy law. It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. The law of thy mouth is better unto me than thousands of gold and silver. Yod. Thy hands have made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding, that I may learn thy commandments. They that fear thee will be glad when they see me, because I have hoped in thy word. I know, O Lord, that thy judgments are right, and that thou in faithfulness hast afflicted me. Let, I pray thee, thy merciful kindness be for my comfort, according to thy word unto thy servant. Let thy tender mercies come unto me, that I may live, for thy law is my delight. Let the proud be ashamed, for they dealt perversely with me without a cause, but I will meditate in thy precepts. Let those that fear thee turn unto me, and those that have known thy testimonies. Let my heart be sound in thy statutes, that I be not ashamed. Summary. The first part of this text teaches that all man's works and virtues, without the word of God, are vain and valueless. The work of a servant is pleasing only when it is done agreeably to the instructions received from his master. Whatever plant the Father in heaven has not planted will be rooted up. All self-chosen works, however holy they may appear, will be burned up like stubble in the day of judgment. Only that work will abide which God has commanded in his word, and to which he has added his promise. When the Jews asked, "What shall we do that we might work the works of God?" the Lord answered, "This is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he hath sent." Believing on the Son, that is the work for which the Father looks, and those works only are pleasing to him which proceed from faith. Wouldst thou walk pleasing to God? Walk in the faith of Jesus Christ. Otherwise, all thy work is labor lost. The second part teaches that there is no true victory without the word of God. When the devil flees from consecrated water, it is not because he's routed. When an unbeliever quits a vice by his own strength of character, he is nothing holier in the sight of God. Put on the breastplate of righteousness through the faith of Christ, and take the sword of the Spirit, then you shall win the true victory, the victory followed by everlasting songs of triumph. Prayer. Thanks be unto thee, Lord Jesus, thou captain of our salvation, for that goodly weapon, even thy word, with which we drive the enemy before us, and can resist thrones and potentates. Create in us a zeal for thy word, willingly to hear and learn it, that we may always have our weapon polished and ready. Amen.